views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KLAY or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
It's the Sideline on KLAY with your host, Tony and Pete. There you go. It is Friday, TGIF. You got the Sideline on KLAY, 1180 AM. We are talking sports. We got the Tacoma Rainiers, the Tacoma Cobras. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. Man, big weekend in sports. Got the NBA Finals, the NHL Finals. We have, man, the Mariners finally picking it up. The World Cup coming up. Tony, what's up, man?
What's up? What's up?
Special guest in the house with us today. Say hello, Mr. Jackson.
What's going on?
Mr. Nate Jackson.
Tis I.
Comedian in the house.
In the building.
You know, not just an ordinary comedian either. I happen to have a list of some very impressive
accolades.
Credentials here, Tony. Check this out, man. Winner of the 2005-2006 EWU Stand-Up Comedy Contest.
Boom.
Finalist in the 05 Spokane International Comedy Competition.
Bow.
Finalist in the 2007 Bay Area Black Competition, which he won in 2010.
Bang.
Big time. We're big time in it today.
So are you native out here to this area?
Yes, I am.
We got our own Tyler Perry in the house, folks.
I'm telling you, T, I you know, used to work at one of the venues where he did one of his shows on a regular basis, and hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Thank you.
So if you want to get on the air with us today, 584-1480
is
the number.
That is 253, for those who don't know.
Even King County, you know what? We're gonna pay the dime for him. 253-804-5765. Those are the digits to get on free of charge from King County. Nate, ready to talk a little sports?
Let's do it.
We got some stuff to talk about today, you know. Big one I want to start with is it's a weekly show here, so we kind of go over some of the highlights or lowlights, as they might be. Man, Kendry Morales, California Angels. His team goes out there, wins a big one against a last-place team in his division, breaks his leg in the celebration.
Is that the guy that was the walk-off?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, on a victory in May against a last-place team. Unbelievable. Enjoy your time on the DL, Mr. Morales. Tony, did you see that?
Yeah, it was worse than the Gramatica celebration.
Unbelievable. Even Jim Rome, and you know, I don't agree with a lot of stuff that he says, but he said, you know, give me a break. Who did you beat? It isn't the World Series. It's a last-place team in May.
Well, you wouldn't have noticed. I mean, like, the way he was out there celebrating, I thought they just won the pennant or something.
All these guys are idiots now. I mean, you need Kevlar if you hit a walk-off anymore. You don't even want to touch the plate.
I've been waiting for something to happen, though. I'm going to be honest. I've been watching all these NFL celebrations in the end zones, looking at guys chest bumping and jumping up in the air. I've just been waiting for a torn butt cheek or something. It's about time.
There's no way. You know, even teams now are starting to put the quash on the post-game celebrations like that because, you know, you're talking $20 million a year for a lot of these guys to break a leg because you hit a home run. I mean, act like you've done it before.
Right.
Not just you hit a home run, but you hit it. I understand your team is struggling and you feel good about any wins that you can amount at this time, but to do it against a team in your division that's just as bad as you are, you know.
Maybe a little bit worse.
Maybe.
Now, these are the two teams worse, that we actually picked for the division. We went on back in April, before the season started, we did our preseason predictions. Tony took the Angels. I took the Mariners.
Yeah, so this...
I got hosed.
This little embarrassment is like insult on top of injury, to tell you the truth, because I'm pretty insulted that I even dared to choose these guys as the AL champs for the West. Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
Now, Tony, you know, next Thursday, what do you got planned? Next Thursday night.
Next Thursday night, yep. What do I have planned?
What do you got planned?
What is next Thursday?
I'm going to let Nate say that because for the first time, I'm going to be able to go to one of these shows and enjoy the show. I'm not going to worry about checking no IDs, not going to be worried about no tickets. I'm going to watch the show. Nate, what's up next Thursday, man?
Not next Thursday, but Thursday the 17th is going to be the kickoff of the grand old Super Funny Comedy Show. We can call it the return of the Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Show. And we have a luxurious new home in the heart of downtown Tacoma at the Varsity Grill.
Oh, that's a nice
Broadway,
place.
1114 Broadway. We got the entire upstairs. Every Thursday night, we're rolling at 8 o'clock, and I bring in the best national headliners that we can get here in the Northwest and the best local talent on a regular basis.
How's that song go? On Broadway. That's Nate Jackson.
These people are no joke. The comedians that he brings in, this isn't, you know, people coming across the bridge from Gig Harbor. I mean, these are national. I mean, I saw Skippy from Family Ties, for heaven's sakes. I mean, he brings in funny-ass people. This is a good show.
Right.
Well, there's
right.
some good local talent out here. There's I think his name is Mookie from the Hilltop area. He's a pretty funny individual.
Mr. Mookie?
Yeah.
Mr. Mookie's hilarious.
Yeah.
He is. And Mr. Mookie does do the shows that I throw.
Yeah.
But to close the show out and to give the people more than what they paid for, mm-hmm. I have acts like Rodney Perry, co-host of the Monique Show, Ron G, he was a finalist from Last Comic Standing. Lil Rel, he was on the Big Black Comedy Show, and also he has his own cartoon coming out on Comedy Central. And on the 17th, I'm going to have Cool Bubba Ice all the way coming from the East Coast. He's one of the greatest impressionists of our time, and he'll be performing. It's like him and Frank Caliendo are as good as he is. And then following that, we should have Jonathan Martin. He's one of the kings of New York. And after that, we should have Naeem Lynn. He is Kevin Hart's preferred feature on the Kevin Hart comedy tour. So it kind of slaps. Like, there's nothing really that touches it in the market. Maybe the parlor, maybe Harvey's in Portland.
So when are we going to get to see you hit the streets and do a tour with, what's that little guy's name?
Tony?
Money Mike. Cat Williams and the likes of
actually, if you
Chris
go to
Tucker.
His website and see the people he's open for.
I love Chris Tucker.
He's been there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is national headline stuff here. Yeah, Cat's, with Nate Jackson here.
Cat's retired, unfortunately, mm-hmm. so that's going to be a long, long time.
So young.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, no, it's not that long. Actually, he was in the game 12 years before you even knew of him.
Yeah.
He used to be called Cat in the Hat. And then he got that, he did Friday as Money Mike and stayed Money Mike. Mm-hmm. And that's when everybody was like, pimpin'. That's when he blew up. On his 16th year, that's when he got hot. So, Cat's retired, so I won't be touring with him anytime soon. Chris Tucker's supposed to be making a return to comedy. I don't know if I'm on his radar. That's a whole nother level.
We'll help get you there. Anything we can stardom. Do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
He's on his way, believe that. Real quick before we get to the first break, NBA Finals, we're only a game in, so I still feel pretty safe talking about predictions. Who you got in the NBA Finals?
I got to go with, I hate to say it. I literally.
You are not about to say what I think you're about to
you
say.
You just sit tight. You might
let
have
me
to,
hold on my shoes.
You might have to giggle your butt or something, but this is an issue because I think the Lakers might take this whole thing, man.
Oh, goodness.
As happy as I am to see Nate Robinson playing his butt off and contributing, Kobe sat right next to Chris Rock, one of the funniest men ever born to live on Earth, with Chris cracking jokes at his shoulder, and he was the Black Mamba. There was no chuckle, no nothing, just sweat, focus, perseverance, and he's dead on. Even in his after-game interview, she's like, Toby, Chris Rock was talking to you, and what do you think? He, like, mushes the lady in the face and is like, strictly business. Like, basically. That's basically what happened.
Did you see that clip, T?
No, I didn't.
He was this far from Chris Rock. I mean, literally, he could have reached out and touched him. And Chris Rock is sitting there talking to him while he's on the bench. And this dude is stone-faced. I don't even think he heard anybody in that arena. Nobody.
He's probably not a Chris Rock fan, for one.
They said Kobe Bryant could sit through a hurricane if it's in the finals. Wouldn't know what was happening.
I don't know, because I've seen that same Kobe Bryant get so distracted before in the finals.
That's only when he hangs out with females in Denver.
I was going to say, is it a hurricane in Denver? Is it an ice storm through Denver? What was that lady's name?
Oh,
God,
the work of that hotel.
Know.
I can't.
We don't
remember.
Even need it. It's hurricane that lady's name. Yeah, that's what I was going for.
So,
hopefully
yeah,
it's Katrina.
Personally, I'm taking Boston myself. I think they can still pull it out. Just got to go with the defense, because if anybody can stop Kobe, they've already showed they can stop superstars.
I can't believe that it's Friday, June 4th, and only one game into the series, and I'm hearing people talk, I hope Boston can pull it out. They've lost one game. We're one game deep into a seven-game series.
I think they can still pull it out. I mean, and if anybody can, it is Boston. They play tough on the road. L.A., not so much on the road, that's for
everyone's,
sure.
Everyone's, you know, I did not expect Boston to just go in there and trounce on the L.A. and sweep the Lakers and win another championship. L.A.'s done what they've always done at home, which is be one of the best home teams and probably the best home team in the playoffs. But it's a different story when they get on the road, lose a few games, lose momentum. Then we'll see how well they bounce back at home.
Now I'm saying Boston 6. What are you saying?
I say Boston in 6 as well.
How many for the Lakers? Please don't say 4.
5?
Wow.
Okay. Wow. You and Paul.
Say 5? I say 5. Because Boston, I think, this is the way I look at it, frankly. Because once the Cavaliers were out, I was just like, whatever. Because I like football, and that was like a football team.
I feel you.
It was like having a giant running back dunking balls. So when they were out of it, I was like, what really is the point? So my frustration now is that when I look at the All-Star game from like 6-7 years ago, the entire East, all their best players are now Boston. And virtually the West, all their best players are now L.A. So we ended up with just like an All-Star game 6-7 years later. It's like they had a meeting behind doors like, look, we're all going to go to Boston.
Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, but we got Nate Jackson, comedian, supreme in the building, been all over the country. We're going to talk about his favorite places to watch sports after this next 2 minutes, 584-1480, toll free from King County, 253-804-5765. You got the Sideline on KLAY. Hey, it's Pete from the Sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The Sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring the Sideline to you. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
More than 200 million Americans gambled last year, whether it was buying lottery tickets, betting on horses, or playing the slots. For most people, gambling is fun and safe, but for millions of others, it can become an addiction. Compulsive gamblers have an uncontrollable urge to gamble. They increase their bets to stay in the action and then chase their losses. They will lie, they will beg, they will borrow, and they will steal, all because of their gambling addiction. The end result can be financial ruin, lost jobs, broken homes, depression, and suicide attempts. But gambling addiction is treatable. The Compulsive Gambling Center has been helping compulsive gamblers for more than 15 years. The center offers residential and outpatient treatment for gamblers and family members. To learn about treatment options and for more information, visit the Compulsive Gambling Center's website at www.lostbet.com. That's www.lostbet.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-LOST-BET.
We are back. The Sideline on KLAY 1180 AM. Hey, don't forget, if you want to take the Sideline with you, but you don't get the signal, if you're trapped in a building and quitting your job is not an option, stream us worldwide, KLAY1180.com. Click on the Listen Live link. Take the Sideline with you everywhere you go. The numbers again, 253-584-1480. Of course, you can text Tony and myself like you have been doing. And 253-804-5765, the toll-free number from King County. Where do you want to go? What you want to talk about? What's your favorite sport, Nate?
Football.
Said that during the break. is a big football fan. Well, not such a big football, a smaller football fan sitting right next to you over here.
Like size-wise?
I'm the biggest football
size-wise,
fan.
Size-wise, yeah.
Okay, so a tiny football fan.
But he knows his stuff, believe that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it going to take for the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl?
Okay. How much time do we got between breaks here? I'll just start off with the most important keys for the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl.
A new quarterback.
Thank okay. You. Yes. And I do not mean Charlie Whitehurst.
Right.
I mean a thoroughbred. Someone who's got that real strong QB mentality.
Uh-huh.
And that good pedigree for being a leader.
Right.
Because you're definitely not going to get anywhere if your quarterback is not a leader. The men don't trust him and they don't want to follow him anywhere.
So Tebow.
No.
Okay.
No, he is probably a great leader. He's a great inspirer, but I don't think he's got that pedigree.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, what do you think about that scenario that we had talked about last night? If that were to come true, just for people that are out there, there's a certain quarterback on the East Coast that's in the last year of his contract, mm-hmm. a very expensive contract, and he wants out. The team wants him out. He wants out. It's Tom Brady. He's done in New England. He's tired of it. They're not going to sign him for the amount that he wants, and I think he's hitting the bricks. That would be amazing. And even you know Tony was saying that he thought there's a good possibility that his ties with people from this area might get him over here.
Yeah. Well,
is he retiring?
Not so much. No. Tom Brady's ties with people in the area, but just the fact that Pete Carroll has ties with New England.
Right.
I could see some type of deal transpiring because of Pete Carroll's relationship with the Crafts, seeing how he was formerly employed by them.
And Pete Carroll's a quarterback coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he definitely favors his quarterbacks. Yeah. He's not a defensive coach by any means, and he wants to put some points on the board. And Tom Brady definitely wants to show New England he can still do it.
Not only that, but imagine the pairing of a Tom Brady with a TJ Houshmandzadeh alongside of a newly drafted rookie wide receiver there from Notre Dame. So he's got some possibilities. And also, you know, his former Super Bowl MVP, Deion Branch, always wanted a reunion with Tom. So
as long as they can avoid the injuries there. You know, I've had the opportunity. I've traveled quite a bit. I've seen sports in a lot of different places. I know you've traveled a lot and had the opportunity to see a lot of stuff. What's your favorite venue, any sport, that you've ever attended that you like watching sports?
I liked Dolphin Stadium because there was no crowd. It was nice and empty, and I got to watch a game by myself.
Stretch out.
Then I'm at the Williams sisters hear you say that. Especially Serena. Well, she'll give
she
it
had
to
guns
you.
On her.
She's single now, so whatever. Come holler at me. I honestly think that I liked Dodger Stadium. I did. I liked the way that the parking was nice. Accessible. Like, I don't like – I like different stuff. I'm like, who has the best hot dogs? Like, who yeah. has parking? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because the game is going to be the game. If I could really just watch it on TV at the stadium and get the same experience I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Best know? Hot dogs, hands down, Milwaukee. They got the hot dogs. They got the brats, period.
I've been
to Brewer Stadium and to in January.
He's saying that because he used to live there.
And what January, I also saw – the Seahawks out there at Lambeau Field.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Lambeau Field in January. Incredible.
Seahawks. I want to see them get a Super Bowl. I think I might get season tickets this year. Just on the sheer fact that Steve Carroll is quietly acquiring all these old USC players that haven't found a home.
Yeah.
Monsters that have been under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see them signing them, going back and getting them from their little tow truck jobs.
I love the addition of Lindell White to our running back.
He's right. gone.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
He's gone.
No, he's not.
Lindell White is gone.
Where did he go?
He got released. They gave up a fourth round and a sixth round pick for Lindell White. He tested positive for marijuana. They cut him. He's gone.
What? When was this?
He's gone. It was a couple weeks ago.
They cut him over weed?
Yeah. He's gone. He's gone.
I'm sick and tired of it. What is wrong with the Seahawks?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No,
like,
it's time to go ahead
and get all the pothead players, all the people with minor offenses, and just bring them all to one place. Let this be their home. Let this be their home. We should have had Ricky Williams when everyone was talking about kicking him out of the whole league. Then look at him having a breakout season mm-hmm. last year.
Yep.
We should have had Randy Moss when he was in trouble. Look at him having breakout seasons. We could have had
Brett
Favre.
Randy Moss wasn't even really in trouble.
Would have, I'm just saying, like, it's time to just, you know, if somebody has, when you look at the folder, the player comes in, you see his agility, you see his speed, you see his criminal record. I think we should just ignore criminal record a little bit. Let's get Pac-Man Jones.
Well, it depends on what the criminal record is.
I don't care. I don't care if they fought dogs. I don't care if they fought women. I don't care. At this point, when are we going to get a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
When? Just put him in a cage and let him come out for games. But it's time to get some criminals here. I'm serious. I know it sounds wild. I don't know if the people understand me, but maybe it's the comedy it'd be that makes me say, we need some criminals, we need some murderers and baby throwers, and we need them to just get out. If they can tackle a man, that's what I want.
Work for the Portland Trailblazers. I mean, let's do it.
Think about it. If we didn't take convicts.
The Portland Trailblazers?
Playoffs on a regular basis. You know what? And he's absolutely right. They could not catch Ricky Williams when he was high.
Well, I know it worked for Detroit Pistons.
Right. All they had to do was lay some Krispy Kremes out, and he would have came all the way to Seattle. Ray Lewis wouldn't have been at the Ravens. Like, a lot of the best players have had trials and tribulations and legal situations, and it's time for us to kind of look past that. Yeah. If the guy got high off-season.
I'll give you this. They often tend to look past it in Hollywood and in music land. So, you know, if all the Lindsay Lohans, the who's the current actor behind the Iron Man suit?
Couldn't even tell you.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, he.
How many lapses and breakdowns and heavy drug charges and arrests and situations has he been in?
Charlie Sheen just beat his girlfriend. And he has the highest paid deal in TV right now.
Big time. Yeah, just showing him the headline here from Yahoo Sports. Seahawks cut Lindale White. He's facing a suspension from the NFL and gave him the boot. Cut
for
him.
Weed.
Yep. After giving up two draft picks in this draft for him, a month later, cut him. Unbelievable.
So what did we get in his place?
Nothing. Gave up two draft picks.
This is ridiculous. A weed should be, first off, that's an offense that shouldn't even matter to Seattle people. One, this is the home of Hemp Fest. We smoke weed up here. I don't even smoke. But the people smoke weed here. Mm-hmm. That's why it rains. That's weed smoke. It combines with the silver ionites in the sky, and then it rains all the time because everybody's blowing the little pot smoke in the air. Lindale White should be able to come and play for the Seahawks.
I agree with that.
About Lindale's little bit of green. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
We are the evergreen state.
Two picks.
Yeah, two picks. Fourth and a sixth round pick. They're both gone. So nothing, no compensation whatsoever.
I don't see how his situation is that much greater or worse than the situation that Ben Roethlisberger is in out there in Pittsburgh. Yet this man still has a team and a job. It's amazing.
Right. His team stood by him.
Yeah.
The Lakers stood by Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people smoked weed. Pac-Man Jones Stallworth had like 9 chances.
After murdering somebody with his vehicle.
So, you know, it's got to make you wonder who put that restriction on it. Because I don't think Pete Carroll would kick him out that quick.
He obviously knows the guy.
It can't be. I'm just trying to figure out what. Because that didn't change.
Right.
What has changed is a little bit of our drafting. What has changed is our appeal to other quarterbacks from around the league. What hasn't changed is the way we act like a principal. This is not a middle school. This is not go to the teacher's office or the principal's office, you're in trouble. This is football. And if you're going to tell a man to run over another man down after down and get tackled by other men and whatever he needs to do to find a calm place in his life, let him do that. Let him smoke his little weed.
Yep.
Ricky Williams, smoke his little weed. I feel like Barry Sanders quit because he couldn't smoke.
He quit. You know what? You might be right.
Was that even an issue with Barry?
He just, boom. Imagine what he would have done if he wouldn't have quit.
He quit because he had problems within that organization.
They didn't want to smoke weed. They kept lying. Detroit Lions.
I'm telling you, T. You have to go to one of these. The 17th, 8 o'clock, we're going to be there at Varsity Grill and see the super funny. It should be the super, super funny comedy show. This is hilarious. What's the website? Where can they see you online at?
They can check me out at natejacksoncomedy.com. And for the super funny show, they can go to superfunnycomedyshow.weebly.com.
And I'm telling you what, Google it now. Google his name, Nate Jackson, and you will see pages and pages and pages. You'll see clips. You'll see these clips and be down there first to buy a ticket. This stuff is hilarious.
Now, you're going to have to put in Nate Jackson comedy or put my name in quotes or something, because there's a Nate Jackson that used to play for the Broncos.
Football player.
So a little bit of that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I understand, he's a bum.
You could play for the Broncos. You could play for the Broncos.
I could be the Bronco, really. They could ride me into the stadium and everything.
So a couple of other things we're going to talk about here in this first hour after the break. I want to touch on Jim Joyce and the call that he made and the reactions to that. And the NBA, man, 6 coaching vacancies right now, and we're going to talk about where is Phil Jackson going. This is the normal segment for the Tacoma Rainiers. We're going to touch on them. We're going to touch on the Cobras, the Tide, all kinds of stuff coming up. You're listening to The Sideline on KLAY 1180 AM. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of playing Guitar Hero? You want to be a Guitar Hero? Or maybe you just got some business needs like mixing, mastering, video production, project productions, press kits, voiceovers, duplications, sound or lighting. Whatever it is, from head to toe, boys down at Pacific Studios have you covered. The address, 2328 Pack Avenue. The phone number, 253-272-2010. Ask for Mark and tell him Tony sent you.
Chuck Boland. That's the way the ball bounces on 1180 AM KLAY.
Though the Tiger Woods scandal has become pretty mundane and now mainly a profit center for the divorce lawyers, could it be his many corporate sponsors might have welcomed the whole mess? Matthew DeBord of TheBigMoney.com says they'll certainly never admit it, but those sponsors got out of some very expensive deals. And simply put, Tiger was never worth what he was paid to endorse cars, razor blades, and a sports drink. Buick paid Tiger $7.5 million a year, and during those 8 years, Buick sales fell from 500,000 cars a year to 200,000. Apparently, Tiger's endorsement did not change Buick's image as an AARP mobile. The $100 million deal with Gatorade for the Tiger-focused sports drink, a complete bust. Apparently, Pepsi forgot that golf is the only major sport that people routinely play while drinking beer, not some sissy sports drink. Indeed, it's safe to say that Tiger will continue to rack up more big paychecks on the golf course, but as a salesman for everything from cars to the Acme Blast Furnace Company, his days as a pitchman are mainly over. This is Chuck Boland, and that's the way the ball bounces.
You're listening to The Sideline, sports talk show on KLAY 1180 AM. You can find us online at OmniSL.com. We're going to link with Nate Jackson's comedy site so you can find out where you're going to be able to see him, especially starting on the 17th, 8 o'clock at the Varsity Grill. Real quick, before we get into some more comedy and sports, I want to talk about the Fast Lane segment, sponsored by The Loose Wheel, the motorsports headquarters for the Northwest. Watch the Nationwide Series race Saturday at 5:15 for the Federated Auto Parts 300 from Nashville. Sprint Series is from Pocono, with the Gillette Fusion, I love this, Pro Glide 500 at 10:15 a.m. on Sunday. 20 HD TVs ensures you won't miss a single lap from any seat. Log on to thelooseWheel.com today. See how to get your pit pass. Tony.
All right, folks, here we go with your Sprint Cup information. Ringing in at number one once again, Kevin Harvick.
No surprise there.
No surprise there. Good to see. This top 10 is the best top 10 I've seen in a long time as far as player positioning or driver positioning. Kyle Busch is at number two, just 29 points behind. Matt Kenseth there at number three. Jeff Gordon in the top four once again. Denny Hamlin's at five. Kurt Busch is six. All the way down to number seven. Oh, how the mighty doth fall.
Jimmy
Johnson. Down to number seven. And I'm loving it. You know what? I think a few more of these, like 25, 30th, 34th place finishes, and he'll be out of the top 10 soon. Jeff Burton.
Never happened.
Number eight, Greg Biffle. Well, no one thought he'd fall this far, and no one thought he would actually place, you know, so many consecutive races below 10. So anyway, Greg Biffle at nine, and Mark Martin rounds out your top 10 there in the Sprint Cup Series. Over on the other side, the Nationwide, which is, I think, like the kid brother of stock car racing.
AAA racing.
Yeah. Brad Kowalski at number one. Kyle Busch there at number two on both sides here.
Right.
Way to go, Kyle. He's got that WWE universe behind him, pushing that full throttle.
That's the other thing. He's one of the biggest WWE fans there is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Kevin Harvick at number three. Yeah, Carl Edwards at four. Justin Allgaier's hanging in at number five. Paul Menard at six. Joey Logano, love that guy, number seven. Greg Biffle, Jason Leffler, and Tony Reigns rounds out your nationwide top 10, folks.
Who won the races last week?
That would be for the Coca-Cola 600. Last week's winner was Kurt Busch, up 195 points for that victory. And Kyle Busch, the Busch brothers, taking it all. Kyle Busch took that checkered flag at the TechNet Auto Service 300.
All right, you know what? I was going to talk sports, but you brought it up with the WWE. We got Nate here. He's going to be the moderator in this conversation. Nate, what's up with wrestling? WWE wrestling.
The fake kind?
The fake kind, yes. The scripted kind.
The pro wrestling.
The scripted kind.
Okay. Professional wrestling.
What's up with it?
I don't know. What's up with it?
You watch
it's
it?
His question.
What do you think of it?
There's a higher chance that I watch tap dancing before I watch WWE wrestling.
I'll say
this man loves his tap dancing. you heard it here, folks.
I'll say this: I didn't give it a fair shake at all. I started watching it, you know, at Tony's behest the past couple times. That is some entertaining stuff. Period. The stuff they do, that is entertaining. Those guys are athletes. I'll say
that's why they call it sports entertainment.
They are athletes, but I still can't say it's a sport, man. Anything with a predetermined outcome is not a sport.
Yeah, you know what? I've got your little scenario there on your predetermined outcomes, buddy.
Are you getting?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
See, we started talking wrestling, and your text messages just start going off.
Yeah, they do. We'll get into that. Because, you know, hey, there's a universe behind me. I'm not the sole wrestling fan in the world, or otherwise these organizations wouldn't be out there.
They're telling you to stop talking about wrestling on the text.
No, they're loving it.
You definitely are giving them some publicity. So let's skip it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll table wrestling. We'll get back to it. Another show guaranteed. I want to talk about Jim Joyce, the guy that the longtime umpire made the fateful call in the Cleveland Indian Detroit Tigers game that cost Galarraga the perfect game. Now, we were talking off the air about some of that repercussions from that. How I think that Jim Joyce feels worse than anybody. You know, you said maybe not.
Who did you say he caused the perfect game?
Galarraga.
Okay.
He was the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Got 26 up on the 27th. He hit that slow ground ball to the first baseman. First baseman caught it, threw it to Galarraga. Every replay from every angle showed that he was indeed out. Pitcher turned and smiled. Of course, everyone else on the Tigers team, you know, took offense to that. Very next batter grounded out to the shortstop. So basically 28 up, 28 down. So a perfect game plus one. Next day, the pitcher gets Corbett Stingray. The umpire gets booed. I mean, he needed extra security when he left the park that day, obviously. And what do you think? Time for replay?
You know what? If this isn't a surefire call for the extension of instant replay in baseball games in more than just one scenario, I don't know what is. They had the whole debacle last year. It was a shambles the way they ran the playoffs last year with those calls and those not calls or blown calls or missed calls, whatever you want to label it as. But it's obvious that man is human. And to human, you know, to be human is just you're going to make mistakes. It happens.
And that's what even Jim Leland and Galarraga themselves said, that you know, he's a good umpire. He made a mistake. You watch much baseball, Nate?
Not that much. But what I do know is this. I know that people live long lives doing good and being good Samaritans and not messing up at all. And then with one mistake, they can be locked away to die in jail in a penitentiary, cold, shivering. From one mistake, they can die in jail. This referee deserves nothing but booze and popcorn thrown in his face, in his house, and whatever the people want to do outside of that. It is a masterpiece for this quarterback to, not quarterback, pitcher, excuse me, for the pitcher to pitch a perfect game, for the catcher to call a perfect game, and then this guy this fat old man calls my man safe, who was clearly out.
Clearly out.
I am more apt to say if somebody is even safe, call them out. Let's create history. That's what I'm apt to say.
He is the only pitcher to ever give up a home run and still get a shutout.
The pitcher should go over and kick that guy in the nuts as often as he feels like he should. I'm serious. That is absolutely ludicrous. Is it time for instant replay? No. I think that if they've taken anarchy, this long, if they've taken this long to not do it, something's going on grander than the game. Maybe some betting stuff or something like that for it not to be a game that we can actually see what really happened.
Well, there's always been some type of power that be that has its influences and forces on baseball. I mean, they rigged the World Series.
Right.
That's why I say you can't say anything about a predetermined outcome.
That was one time. The WWE's predetermined on a matchly basis.
That's one time that we know of.
It's the only time you know of. And you're not supposed to know of the times that it happened.
But I'm sure if it had happened any time between 1987 and 1995, we already would have read about it in a book from the same guy who tells everything else in a book about baseball.
Jose would be talking
Jose
about
Canseco
it.
Would have told the world already.
If Jose had anything to do with it, how many championships did Jose win?
Dos.
Yep.
Dos.
With Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And does he think he deserved them while balls are bouncing off his head and going over outfield fences?
Obviously he does, or he wouldn't have went on that tirade of ratting out everybody in the Major League Baseball with steroids.
See, that's one of the things that we had talked about. Who does that? I mean,
a rat does that.
I'm
that's
telling
who
you.
Does that.
Even if
someone who has no sense of brotherhood and loyalty and understanding the definition of teammates.
That's just appalling. Even if he partook in it, which obviously he did, and knows
partake,
people do it.
He led the band. He beat the drum. He showed everyone else the way. He tainted those so that he knew when his ship was crashing, he wasn't going to be alone.
I mean, people who do that stuff, I mean, they wind up disappearing. I mean, you start ratting on people like that. I mean, this is big stuff.
If this was the mob, he'd be gone.
So you guys think instant replay is overdue?
Yeah.
For certain things. Not for balls and strikes. I think they're doing it now for home runs. I think fair or foul, and in certain circumstances, if it's clear like that, I think the manager should have the ability to say, hey, check that out.
And throw a flag or something.
Yeah. Something like
that. But it doesn't really add up because how do they fix the situation? In football, the plays develop and they happen and that's it.
Yeah.
It's not like you can say fair or foul and decide if a man would have made it from second base all the way into home and call a game.
Well, what you'd have to implement some type of rule, like the ground
rule double.
Yeah,
right.
So I mean,
by fair or foul, I mean the bloopers down the line that clearly hit land fair. The third base umpire running backwards can't see it and he calls it foul. That type of stuff, you know, outer safe at home plate. Outer safe at first base, definitely. Maybe not the advancing of runners, but I think
I wouldn't do it so much for whether if it was a strike or a ball.
No,
or
that would take forever.
I would not leave the power of the instant replay challenge in the hands of any of the managers. They should have a separate official, like they do in the NFL, who watches that and controls the whole replay, and he says, yeah, you guys need to take a look at this.
Now, do you know how the NFL...
NFL has both.
It should, right. Yeah, the NFL has both. It should not be in the hands of the managers.
Do you know how the NHL does it? They, on their... Because they only review goals. That's all they'll do. Mm-hmm. They won't review anything else. But all the reviews are done from the league office. They do not have anyone even in the arena watching the game. If they want to challenge it, someone in the booth signals the people at the office, they look at it, they're on a neutral site. There is no crowd.
I'm down for that. You know why? Creates more jobs. Because most leagues have between 30 to 32 teams. Mm-hmm. So that would be 16 games at any given time on any given day where there is 16 new jobs created.
Well,
for you to sit here and watch that monitor. Because one guy can't watch 16 monitors.
You're not watching the game. That's what I'm saying. You're not the person that's watching this is not watching the game at all. They're not swayed by the momentum of the game. They're not swayed by
So how would he be able to make the call?
He's watching the video once it's signaled for him to look at the call. He's not watching the game. He's not hearing the crowd. He's not watching the momentum of the game. When there's a call that needs to be reviewed, he goes to the monitor, reviews the call. That's it. calls him back to the stadium.
So who has the right to call him?
Someone at the arena.
Okay.
To look at the goals. Okay. Listen to the sideline on KLAY 1180 Sports Talk for the community. 253-584-1480.
All the time.
253-804-5765 with comedian, super comedian Nate Jackson in the house.
Hey, it's Pete from the sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The Sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring the Sideline to you.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
There they were, in the dark and creepy old house. They turned around and
when storyteller Kelly Martin and the Florida Family Partnership sponsor an overnight hike for sixth grade girls, there's one goal.
It's the old man's ghost!
She scares them, just for fun. Because kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. And whether you're a good storyteller or a good listener, a little of your time can make a lifetime of difference to a kid. So if you can spare an hour or two, there's probably already a drug prevention program that you can join. You don't need special skills.
You can just have fun.
Yeah!
And when you give a little of your time,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out more about community drug prevention groups and how you can help, call toll-free 1-877-KIDS-313, 1-877-KIDS-313, or log on to www.youcanhelpkids.org.
I can keep a kid off drugs.
A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
All right, you're listening to The Sideline on KLAY 1180. One of the things we were just talking about with the main man, Bruce, here at KLAY. The Tacoma Athletic Commission's Banquet of Champions was last night. The guest speaker, none other than Lorenzo Romar from the University of Washington Huskies. And the Hall of Fame for the Washington State Athletes Hall of Fame was actually started in 1957 at the suggestion by the owner of the station, Clay Huntington, to recognize the community's great sports stars for their outstanding athletic achievements over the years. People that brought significant local and regional acclaim to themselves and Tacoma Pierce County are honored with the induction into the Hall of Fame. And they just recently inducted two mountain climbers, Jim and Lou Whitaker, and the longtime, 14 years, the basketball coach at Puyallup High School, Dean Nicholson, were inducted to the Washington State Athletes Hall of Fame. And one of your favorite families, the first Family of Sports Award went to the Hewards, Mike, Peggy, Damon, excuse Brock, and Luke.
Oh, they got a what?
The first Family of Sports.
Oh, Lord.
Got to hold the microphone up a little higher there.
No, I don't.
Tony's not a big... He's about as anti-Husky as you can get. He's a Cougar.
It's got nothing to do with the Huskies. I mean, I'm not...
This is another problem that we have. He wants to talk about the Hewards, and he roots for a team that gave us Ryan Leaf.
I mean, isn't that the guy that got folded up in the locker?
Yeah. I mean, he is that guy. But, you know, seriously, not only just, you know, Damon, Brock, and Luke. Luke, not as well known as Damon and Brock, of course. But Mike Heward, he was the football coach at Puyallup for how many years? Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
One thing you have to give him credit for, he put some athletes
out of there. Definitely did.
Yeah, so he's definitely one of the – in fact, Brock, because he does the Brock and Sock show – they asked him when he goes back to Puyallup, the first thing they ask him is, how's your dad? They don't ask you, you know, how you doing. They ask you, how's your dad? So, yeah, big stuff. Nate, a little bit about this station, KLAY, owned by a gentleman named Clay, big time into sports.
It's owned by a person named Clay?
Clay, yep.
And it's KLAY?
It's CLAY.
And but, he named the station K-L-O-Y?
Yeah. Well, you have to start with a K. You can't start with a C. So.
I'm going to have a station one day called N-A-T-E.
There you go. I don't know what country that would have to be in, but I'm sure you could probably do it. If you were in Europe, you could start with, I think Europe's an F. You could have Fate Radio.
I could have a different F.
Well, word. He could have K-N-A-T.
Knate.
With the silent K.
There you go. The K is silent.
Yeah, and a long A, like one of those accents over the A there to accentuate the long A vowel.
But Clay is one of the driving forces behind baseball in this area. He is one of the people that put up a significant amount of money back when Cheney Stadium was built,
uh-huh.
And he's on the Hall of Fame out there at Cheney Stadium. He's got the plaques out here on the wall at the station, so he's huge. And he is the one that started the Washington Sports Hall of Fame with the Tacoma Athletic Commission layout. Last night, 1,000 people they had there.
1,000 people?
1,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
And it was like that's like one of your comedy nights. Huge. It was $45 a person, and then the sponsorship fees were $1,000, $3,000, and $5,000 to get your badges. So a lot of passionate people about sports here in Tacoma, no doubt, and that's – kind of why we do this show. We get hosed by the Seattle sports stations, and we're tired of it. We're going to take Tacoma sports to the forefront like we should be doing. Now, with that being said, let's talk about a Seattle athlete, junior, retiring. Tony, what do you think? Was it time?
Plenty of nap time now.
I don't know if it's I don't know if it's fair for me to speculate on whether or not it was time, but it's happened. Whether if it was justly or unjustly,
all right, well,
fair
then,
or not,
well, then
it's happened.
From this standpoint, for the betterment of the Mariners, is it a good thing?
I don't know.
Guy's hitting 184, 94 at-bats, no home runs, 5 RBIs, but he did have a walk-off, and he didn't get the heck beat out of him for getting the walk-off. But it absolutely is for the betterment of the team. In his statement, he said that the Mariners did not ask him to retire. He did it because he's not getting the starts that he needs to stay sharp coming off the bench. He can't hit a fastball. I don't know that he can see a fastball. The guy was one of the best athletes of all time, one of the best baseball players to ever put on cleats, giving it up at the right time. And now other media outlets are actually starting to say, hey, maybe he's just not getting enough playing a time. Is he actually done, or is he going to go somewhere else, kind of like he did?
I don't think he's actually
Chicago.
Done. Before he even came to Seattle, he had the choice to find out where he was going to go. There was a National League team that was ready to pick him up, knowing in the National League you had to play a position. He could have went to the Florida Marlins. Yet he chose, on the behest of his daughter, to come back to Seattle. Now, I know that has to feel like a gigantic slap in his face. And I know his daughter must feel horrible about urging him to go and finish it out here, seeing how it all played out.
Okay. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm old enough.
Old enough?
I'm old enough.
Are you older than 22?
Yes.
Because 22 is how long he has played in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he is the grandfather of the league. It was long over time for him to retire. He should have never left and went to the Reds. He left all his comfortability of being here in Seattle. He learned this market. He learned this team. He learned the sport here under his dad. He learned the league here. We've accepted him, loved him. He went to Cincinnati. He put himself in unfamiliar territory and lost all comfortability to come home and be 167,000 years old in baseball years. And people don't realize how old he is because his name has a junior in it.
Right,
so he sounds young. If
all
his
right.
name was Harold Oldman,
I'm
he
so
would have
glad.
Been young.
I'm so glad you said that. Andy Pettit.
Is a pitcher.
Where is he?
A pitcher.
Andy Pettit plays every fifth day.
He's a pitcher.
Right.
For the New York Yankees, and he's doing extremely well.
He's a pitcher.
John Smoltz.
Okay,
is how old?
Now pitcher. Hold on. You are talking about pitchers.
I know.
Even when they're.
But I'm saying Jamie Moyer.
Pitcher.
How old?
Pitcher.
Okay. Now, but how old are these gentlemen?
What I need is an
how
old.
How old are these gentlemen?
Outfielder.
I need an old ass baseball player that's not a pitcher or a first baseman.
They just
it
simply
just doesn't
don't
happen.
And the reason, even Junior, his first however many years in Seattle and in Cincinnati, he played on one of the worst surf. It wasn't even field turf. It was old school carpet on concrete. He played on AstroTurf,
mm-hmm.
banged into the wall every opportunity he can get, making some amazing catches, beat the heck out of himself. A pitcher, even on AstroTurf, goes out to his mound, which is dirt, and plays every fifth day. Now, you had Junior playing 160 games a year. You know, he'd miss one or two on a rest start, but he beat the heck out of himself for 22 years. He has one of the longest careers of a position player.
Okay, now,
pitchers rotate.
A lot of those seasons, he didn't play no full seasons. You know that.
In Seattle, he did.
In many.
In Seattle, he did. Once
he was injured.
He broke his wrist in 95.
Yes.
The big one that he broke in 95, the year they broke through, and then he had another injury later. But how many years did he play here? You know, 89 through 2000, he was here. And then he went to Cincinnati, and it seemed like he was hurt every time he'd get off the DL, he'd have another injury. But that's the toll that his body played. Playing in the kingdom and playing it playing out there on that turf.
You have to note the sheer wear and tear of a center fielder. If you're in the game, you're in the game. Whether balls are being hit to you or not, there's no guy out there for six innings and then you go in and pitch two and then another guy comes in and pitches the last one. You're out there all game. You're out there all game. Mm-hmm. You're running the farthest distance to get to your position. You're running the farthest distance to get back, and you're usually in a spot in the lineup where you get a lot of action as a center fielder.
Right.
You're the captain of the outfield. You do the most running. You run for a ball just to hear the other guy say, I got it.
And in Cincinnati, this is no joke. I've heard from, like, in Cincinnati, Kansas City, where they have the old school turf, when it's summertime out there in the Midwest and you're talking, you know, 89, 90, 95 degrees, on that AstroTurf, it's 120, 130 plus. And they're out there sometimes in spikes or cleats. There's been situations where they've went out in shoes and had the soles begin to melt. It's so hot out there.
Okay.
And that takes a huge toll. And Junior just he couldn't.
What age did Cal Ripken Jr. retire?
147.
And what position did he play?
Third base.
Shortstop. Right.
Which is a demanding position.
Right.
Okay. He wasn't a third baseman?
No, he was a shortstop.
He actually, at the end of his career, he was a third baseman. That's correct. Okay. He switched to third once Baltimore brought up their new.
At what age did Edgar Martinez retire?
Tony, hang on.
Can you answer the question?
Yeah.
What age?
142.
30-something. But you have to compare. We're saying outfielders, man. We're not talking about a shortstop that plays on dirt or a designated hitter that goes out onto the field.
Okay. And we're not talking about Griffey being in the field any longer. We're talking about him.
No, that's what
an occasional hit.
That's what you said. You said that him not being in the field messed with his psyche. That when he switched from the National League, came back here and became a designated hitter, his skills dropped. Now I absolutely agree with that because when you're a designated hitter, it's hard to stay in the game.
Especially if you're doing it
every
on
sixth
a pitch
day.
Hit situation,
right? I agree with that, but that being said, you know, you have to look for the betterment of the team. And
well, I'm asking these players, these retired players, age, because you stated you don't think he can see a ball.
He cannot catch up to a fastball. That's absolutely correct. The man cannot hit a fastball right now, and that's a fact.
I know.
He's even said that.
Well, being able to catch up to one, being able to see one, are two different
things. Okay, he can see one. He can't hit one. There you go. You're listening to The Sideline. Okay, we have Nate Jackson from the Super Funny Comedy Show. What's the website again, Nate?
NateJacksonComedy.com and SuperFunnyComedyShow.Weebly.com. And both of my sites are sponsored by King Griffey Jr.'s new AARP card.
There we go. That's The Sideline. KLAY 1180.
Keeping you informed, this is KLAY, Lakewood, Tacoma.